Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Well, it's the 22nd of January in 2026, and I can't believe that January's almost over. It's gone so fast. And I was in the New York area this week doing center visits with our new Resolute team members, and I just had a great time. And I just want to thank all the Resolute folks for welcoming me and Jen and Jimmy. We just had a really good time with you, and you all are very special people, and I'm just excited to get to know y'all more. And certainly from the Envision side, we're really happy to have you part of the team, and we're looking forward to building something special together. So, but you know, as I went into this year, I was thinking about the New Year's resolutions and kind of what all that means. And I generally myself, I don't do a lot of resolutions because I never stick to them. But you know, they're good, right? I mean, people will do a diet, or maybe you'll read more, or you'll say, hey, I want to spend more time with my kids, or whatever it is. I mean, it's usually good things, and it's awesome. But for some reason this year, I was really reminded of my life purpose. And for me, it's to give, serve, and to love unselfishly. And really what that means is my life is embedded in loving people and serving people, and to give, you know, to give with my heart, and never do that out of selfish ambition, just because I just want to do it, right? And so I only tell you those things I want you to think about that for yourself, and I hope that you will. You know, as we go into 2026 and this new year, and for you know, you may have a resolution, and you may be maybe sticking to that and doing really well, and that's awesome, and congrats, and stick with it because it's probably really important to you. But maybe also reflect on what's hidden in your heart. Maybe it's been something that you thought about, or you haven't thought about in a long time, but you've always dreamt of, you know. It's, or maybe it's something that is your life passion and your life work, and you just need to reignite that flame and bring it back forward and remind yourself who you are and what you're here to do on this earth. Again, or maybe it is something that you know, even as a young person, you had there, and it's just been kind of suppressed. And I guess I just invite you to kind of flame that back into, you know, kind of put that back into flame, and get that going again, ignite it back up, and get that passion going in your life, and figure it out. Okay, what is 2026 going to be? It's going to be remembering those goals that you have, remembering why you're on this earth, and the passions that you have, and the things that drive you. It's all that stuff. So maybe reflect and sit on that for a while, as I have been all year, and really put some things down to commit to bringing those things to life, or to fulfilling it. And just don't let the busyness of life, you know, the things that drive us every single day, the daily grind, take us away from kind of what our life purpose is. So I hope it's a blessing. I rambled a little bit today, but I hope it's a blessing to you. And it's certainly encouraging to me as I hear myself say it, because I'm bringing these things back up in my own life, and it's always a good reminder. So, well, have a good day. We'll talk to you soon. Live a life of love.